say hello. That's what it is switching the position, being in a new kind of existence, which everything is lovely. Yes?
When I beheld you, the absurd became real for me, and my spirit was submerged in the glory.
Yeah. Have you ever experienced to see something new and don't think what's in it for me? Or I wish I had it. I wish it was mine. It's very difficult not to do that. It's almost impossible. But when you see someone else, when you are Rumi and you see Shams, look at him. No horses, no followers, no money, no fame, no title, nothing. And he lives better than me. This is what the change brings in. Yes.
When I beheld you, O Spirit of the world, truly love for this son fell from my eye. By you, my eye was endowed with lofty aspiration. It looks not on the garden, save with contempt. I sought light. Truly I beheld the light of light. I sought the Huri. Truly I beheld an object of envy to the Huri.
Means what? Doesn't mean anything that much in English language. This is extremely Persian, playing with the language. One word over there is Rashkehur. Rashkehur means something that all the angels even envy that. Right? This is one word. So he will play with it, that I was looking for light and I saw the light of light. I was looking for the angel, I saw that stuff that the angels will envy. Much better than that, yes?
I sought a Joseph comely and with limbs silver. In you, I beheld an assembly of Josephs.
Uh-huh. Did you hear about the story of the Joseph? Very famous and extremely complicated to explain what? To explain what? You want to talk about the most famous story in the Ibrahimic religions, the Joseph. And you have nothing to say. Except, yes, he was pretty. That's it. The story of Joseph was showing what? Was showing that first, look at you. You are full of jealousy. First, Joseph is nobody, he's a kid, right? But the brothers, big ones, they're jealous. They drop him dead. They found the solution, right? Ha ha ha! It never works the way you wish or you plan. There is someone else coming and saving that kid and take him to Egypt, and oh, blah, 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 he will become the king. To do what? Just to repair the damage you did to your father. He cried and he became blind. Right? Then he will send his shit. He will open his eyes. To see what? To see his children, all of them. Now, what happened? This is the story of that, right? Here he will say, I was looking for Dad Joseph. When I found you, I found the assembly of Joseph. No, the word is Yusufistan, means the Yusuf agriculting stuff. It's not one example. All of that stories, all the stories about the jealousy and the beauty and the cleanness and wiseness and all that, even more than that, how did he know about the 7 years of fullness and 7 years of not having anything? It's always another hand in this story, right? When you arrive in this state of mind, you will see that hand, because the good things just happen sometimes, just for the sake of happening. Yes?
I was in searching after paradise, and from every part of you, a paradise appeared. In relation to me, this is praise and eulogy. In relation to you, this is abusive and satirical.
This is honest. Honestly, when somebody is sitting down and talking good about Rumi, what is this? On one side, it's fantastic. It's a lovely speech. And a lot of people could listen and learn and all that, right? But in the other hand, is bringing down an exceptional, enlightened fellow to the normal example that we make about the normal people. It's not fair. So when I'm talking, I'm giving the compliment. But when you're listening to nonsenses, because that prophet is not here to sit down and listen that somebody will say, holy moly moly, you're... It's not this. He is the prophet. He is here to teach you, not to even listen to you. We talked about it, and at the last pages of this book, we'll talk about it again. A lover that will arrive, and King will look at him and knows everything. He doesn't need to ask and blah, 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 blah. You see, this is what it is. Because, yes?
Like the praise given to God by the simple shepherd in the presence of Moses, the Kalim.
Do you remember? Do you remember the story? It's a fantastic story. It's a guy, a shepherd, illiterate, sitting down, and he say, oh my lovely God, where are you? Come here, so I will clean up your hairs, and I wash your hand, and I will bring you the food. This is stuff that he knows. Moses will rise, oh, what are you talking about? A God like that? So he will say, I'm sorry, and we'll walk away. The God will talk to Moses, you stupid fellow, don't you get it? I'm not listening to the logical form of something. I'm just listening to his heart. This was the story. Here, the honest fellow will bring it in to explain his situation. Yes.
I will seek out your lice. I will give you your milk. I will stitch your shoes and lay them before you. God accepted his harsh language as an expression of praise. If you also have mercy, it will be no marvel.
I hope. I know somehow. that you have the same mercy. So you should look at me like the God was looking at that silly peasant. Yes.
Have mercy upon the failure of minds, O you who are beyond understandings and conceptions.
Are you getting it? All this was to remind me and you that, do you remember? We are talking about beyond the logic. He says, here, I'm looking at you, and you are beyond the wisdom, beyond the logic, even beyond the illusions. Yes?
Oh, lovers, new fortune has arrived from the old world that makes new. From the world that is seeking a remedy for them that have no remedy, hundreds of thousands of wonders of the world are in it.
The word bichare. Bichare means helpless fellow. It says, for a helpless fellow, help is arrived from the other existence, other university. Which is what? Which is one single stuff coming from there with hundred thousands of secret in it. What we are talking about is not complicated, is it? We are talking about giving up the silly logical thinking of animal. This is it. All of it. The animal is here, is born with us. The other one, culturally, we are learning, right? We should understand that these two stuff should replace each other. Because we cannot mix them together. They are not the same. They are different qualities. So we have to understand them, that this is beyond the logic, beyond what solution we will find. Yes?
Rejoice, O people, since the relief has come. Be glad, O people, that distress is removed. A sun went into the hut of the new moon, making urgent demands and saying, refresh us, O Bilal. And from fear of the foe, you were wont to speak under your breath. To his confusion, go up into the mirror net and speak. The announcer of glad news is shouting in the ear of every sorrowful one, arise, O unlucky man, and take the road to fortune.
Did you get it? What is he talking about? I don't think you get it. There was one word over there, which is Arehna Ya Balal. It's in Arabic. This is one critical moment of the game of Islam, really. When Muhammad will attack and will win in the last fight, will come to Mecca, so somebody should climb up on the wall and say, Allahu Akbar, right? That is the critical stuff. Who should go up there? Who? Huh? Muhammad will choose Balal. Say, Balal, you go and say, Balal is not Arab. Yeah. So, he doesn't have Arabic accent. And everybody will say, Balal, he has a bad accent. You say, no. I like that. Why? He says, it's not the quantity, it's the quality. It's not the musical voice of some fellow, is shouting from deep of your heart And